Thank you, Steph. It's the Subway lunch hour here on SEN. Ditch the chip for Mediterranean range at Subway with four craveable flavours at participating restaurants. 1-300-736-736 to join me on the phone, or you can send me a text on the speckle text 0433-981116. I did say that Mark texted in and said, I don't want to listen to any more of this St Kilda stuff. And I said to Mark, text us back when you're back on. He's just texted in SEN and said, hey, honey. You're not really going well today, Mark, are you? Let's get to the Blues, because they had a lot to take away from yesterday's game as well, and something, and a lot of things, in fact, that their supporters are very, very excited about so far. Their assistant coach, John Barker, joins us this afternoon on SEN. John, appreciate your time, mate.
Afternoon, Jack.
Nice to have some footy actually played, and nice to actually have a kick against another opposition yesterday.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we obviously do a lot of training and a lot of match simulation against ourselves, and it's good to get different looks from the opposition and not have to punch on against your teammate for 2 hours. It was really good.
Hey, just explain, if you can, the format for yesterday. It was a bit different to follow along. What were you trying to get out of it?
Well, we end up playing six quarters, even though that doesn't actually make sense. and what that did was that allowed us to have players. So most of the players that were ready for match sim, from our point of view, actually played some footy yesterday against the opposition. So we started with one team, and then we, as the game wore on, we exited some players and entered some players as we got towards the sixth quarter.
What were you looking? What were you looking to try? And I mean, you're obviously not looking to change the world in a day. It's the first game against an opponent. But did you tick a lot of boxes from an internal point of view yesterday?
Yeah, we did. Obviously, over the pre-season, he's had his first real chance to stamp his imprimatur on the group. And there's some things from a contest point of view and from an offensive point of view that he's looking to achieve. And yesterday, we got a really good look at what was presented to us from an opposition and how we come up against it. And it's good, because what it does, it gives us a bit of a platform to work from, and obviously some things we want to do a little bit better, and obviously want to keep growing, but there's some things that we're reasonably pleased with as well.
One that I'm sure is as pleasing as any is seeing Sam Doherty back out there. He sat next to you guys in the coach's box for the last 2 years, and there's a future there when he's done, for sure. But he's a player, and he's a player that at the top of his game has missed 2 years of footy back-to-back. Was it just fantastic to see him out there? And most importantly, how did he go?
Well, it was fantastic to see him out there, but it was a little bit disappointing from a coaching point of view, because we were a little bit lost a couple of times. Normally he's chipping in with some answers for us. But, mate, it's awesome. It's to get a player of his calibre back on the park is brilliant for him. But what's even more so is the fact that you've got a young man who's played some amazing footy, and he's had two pretty tough seasons. So to have him back out there and what that will do for him just as a human being is massive.
So what does that path look like for him? You've got obviously two Marsh games to come. You travel to WA next week, and then you've got a home game in week three against Brisbane at Icon. Will we see him in some or all of them? Have you quite mapped that out for him as yet?
Well, he's mapping it out for us. he hasn't played much footy for a couple of years, so he's pretty keen to play most. But you know, Andrew Russell's going to be really smart with what that looks like for the next 4 weeks before we take on the Tigers in round one. And exactly what that is, we'll see over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
VFL watchers had a lot of good things to say about Tom DeConning last year. He got an opportunity to play yesterday, and obviously Matthew Cruiser out at the moment with a medical concern. How did he track? And, I mean, it's all about development for the big boys, but again, another one, good to see him getting some match time.
Yeah, he was good. He was good. He came in, I think, around about the third quarter, and Mark Pitney did some good work in the ruck early, and Tommy came in and gave him a bit of a chop out, took a couple of really nice marks, and he's growing and getting better and tracking along nicely.
He's only young. Is he, in your eyes, John, is he a forward ruck? Is he a ruck forward, or has that got a real sort of to be determined next to it for now?
Yeah, I think without stamping, this is what he is. Those big guys, you like to let them grow, and they can grow into a role if you don't predetermine it too much. So, well, that's the path and the mindset we're taking with Tommy, and he's catching the ball really well, but he's also he's leaped in the rucks outstanding. So we're just going to let him evolve and grow. And the other part of it is too, it's about the opportunity that presents within the team. So and you've got to take that opportunity if one presents.
Blues assistant coach John Barker joining us here on SEN. I was having a look at some of the photos on the Blues website this morning, and it was great to see some of the changes in physical stature with some of your players. I thought the best photo on the website that you had today was Tom Williamson. He kicked a goal. There was an embrace with Sam Doherty. He's almost been a bit of a forgotten man with the Blues, hasn't he?
Well, there's two guys, Sam Doherty and Willow, who both had really tough years. And it's when you're injured at a football club, even though you're around your mates, it can be a really lonely place. And we try our best to make sure those boys stay engaged. But they know they're on a list to be an AFL player, and they miss playing footy, and they know that's why they're there. And so it can be tough, a really tough time for them. So for them both to be coming back in, for them both to have had a similarly tough journey over the last couple of years, it was obviously heartwarming to see. And as I said before, not only from a Carlton Football Club point of view, but just for them and how they feel about themselves and the positive nature that provides for them.
There was a little bloke running around in the forward pocket yesterday afternoon who kicked a couple of goals and was involved in a couple of others. He wears pretty big shorts, and there was a time not that long ago he was a Bluey. He seemed as if he moved pretty well yesterday, Eddie.
Yeah. He's a cheeky little bugger. he can't. Is unquestioned, and he applied a bit of pressure too yesterday, which will no doubt help us for the year. And I think I've got no doubt he'll slot in very nicely and provide our supporters with plenty of good memories going forward.
So what does it look like from here, Bucks? You get the game yesterday and you tick that box. There's no injuries, thankfully, at this point to come out of the game. You start to build towards next Saturday. That game is in Mandurah. So what does the week from here on in look like?
It's what it's been, I guess, for the whole pre-season. How do we we're building a foundation. How do we continually grow and get better? And the boys will come in Monday. They've got community camps this weekend, but they'll come in Monday and they'll be looking to see what's happened, how do we get better, what's next, and that's the path we'll take until we take on the Tigers round one.
Just before I let you go, I'm sure that Blues fans would stop you in the street and stop you at Icon Park in the cafe there and want to have a chat. What do you get a sense that there's a bit of excitement from their point of view about what's coming up this year as well?
I think so. I mean, let's be honest, the Blues understandably so have had a tough few years, and we've got a group of players now who are young and growing and developing, and they want to see that improvement, and we're pretty keen to provide it, and that's the plan going forward. And there's no doubt that there's some momentum coming off the back of some reasonably good football from last year, but we understand that when the siren goes round one, doesn't matter what's happened or what sentiment there is, we've got to get out there and get the job done. We're looking forward to doing that.
Johnny, appreciate your time. Thanks for having a chat to us today, and good luck for the pre-season period.
Thanks, Jack. Have a good day.
Johnny Barker, assistant coach at the Blues, joining us here on SEN. Carlton have just passed 60,000 members. It's a great milestone, that one. Now's the time, Blues fans. Become a member today and be part of the resurgence in 2020. You can call the club on 1300 Carlton, or you can jump online to membership.carltonfc.com.au. If you're at yesterday's game, from a Blues perspective or a Pies perspective, we'd love to hear from you. If you saw something there that jumped out at you, we'd love to have a chat about it. If you're at the Richmond intra-club game yesterday, Mitch Cleary, I spoke to Kane Corns earlier today on the Captain's Run. That's up on the podcast now at sen.com.au, and spoke about Richmond having 20 premiership players roll out yesterday. They've already got selection headaches. Round one's like a month away, and they're already starting to try and work out how they're going to fit all these players in. It's a good problem for Richmond to have. Or if your team's up for grabs on the weekend, they're out in the action, whether it's the Bulldogs and North Melbourne tonight, Melbourne and Adelaide at Casey Fields tomorrow, Gold Coast and Geelong at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast Saturday night, or Brisbane and Port Adelaide on Sunday. We'd love to hear from you in the lead up to your team's first games of 2020 as well. 1300 736 736. or you can send me a text on 0433 98 11 16. And for Blues supporters, if you liked what you heard there with John Barker and you're feeling confident, give me a call and have a chat about it.